Mm-hmm. Well, we'd have to hire a bailer to come in.
Mm-hmm.
With the, and they'd be sometimes 6 or 8 men. But we had to fix lunch for them. Uh-huh. And then we did it for the Thrashers the same way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you see, when you, the hay that you thrash, like oats and wheat,
uh-huh.
You cut that and then you stack it in sheaves. And stack the sheaves in, what do you call them? Ricks or something.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And you let that stay till it cures. And then when it's ready to thrash, then they take pitchforks and men and wagon, and load that stuff on the wagons and take it to the thrasher. Huh. They thrash it and it goes into, I can't remember, but it goes into, went into bags or just into the wagon. Then they took it to the granaries,
uh-huh.
that thrashed wheat and oats, whatever. Yeah, we didn't grow barley. It was hard work. Oh, it was.
It seems like it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It sure was hard work. People don't know what it is now to have all the conveniences that they have on the farm. They don't know what it was back then.
Really? What all animals did y'all have? Most people wouldn't.
We had mules, and I think we had a buggy horse and mules and cows.
Uh-huh.
That's about all. We didn't have any sheep.
What'd you call the place where you kept the horses?
We called it the lot.
Hmm. Okay.
Horse lot.
Okay. Was it attached to the barn, or was it out there somewhere? Or?
Well, you usually have most places on the farm had a shed with stalls for their animals.
Uh-huh.
Each stall was room for one animal, and he had a feed trough in his stall.
Uh-huh.
But it was open most of the time, so I could get out, and then they had a fenced-in enclosure.
Uh-huh.
They called that the feedlot, and that's where they were kept at night,
uh-huh.
or when they were not in the pasture.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or being used.
Where'd you milk the cows?
Well, the same way, usually had a we had a long cow shed, and we called it a cow shed. I mean, and then it had a fenced enclosure. We called it a cow pen.
Mm-hmm.
For the cow.
Was this cow shed not attached to the barn, or?
No, wasn't attached to the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Had one little. Well, there was a little feed room at one end,
uh-huh.
where they kept feed for the cows.
Mm-hmm.
And the one side was open. And the other side was enclosed, and they had the troughs, feed troughs, against the closed side, enclosed side.
Uh-huh.
And then when we get through, feed the cows and milk them,
uh-huh.
just let them stay there. They got through eating, they'd go lay down, go to sleep, or whatever they wanted
to
do. That's
a good deal.
Yeah.
Did y'all ever keep pigs?
Yeah, we had hogs.
Yeah, yeah. What's the difference between pig and hog, anyway?
Pig's a baby.
Oh. You ever heard of a shoat?
Yeah.
What's a shoat? What's the difference between all those three?
A shoat's a male hog.
Oh, okay.
Or at least I think I'm right.
Don't look at me. I'm a city girl. where do people used to keep their milk and butter when they didn't have refrigerators?
Well, as far as back as I can remember, they had a thing that came on the market. They called a, what they call that thing? I can't think. Anyway, it was just, what did they call that? I can't remember. But anyway, it had a sheet-like thing around it,
uh-huh.
you know,
uh-huh.
with a bucket at the top with a little spout on it,
uh-huh.
and that had a little edge all around, about an inch high, and it would water run down in that, and then it run down on the sheet.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.